This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. The Federal Reserve, as expected, left interest rates unchanged on Wednesday, but hinted at a rate increase in December. The Fed also announced plans to begin shrinking its portfolio of bonds in October. So what does this all mean for Wall Street? Joining us from Washington is the Wall Street Journal's Harriet Torrey. So Harriet, Wednesday's major announcements from the Fed weren't really a surprise, right?
That is correct. They had telegraphed this, particularly the part about the bond buying. That has been telegraphed now for months. So really, we all knew that the Fed was going to announce plans at the September meeting to start shrinking its holdings of Treasury and mortgage-backed securities. And so the only news on that front today was that they pinpointed the exact time that they were going to start doing that. So it'll be in October. So there's a little bit more clarity on that point. But yes, it was also widely expected that they would hold rates steady at the September meeting. And that's exactly what they did. What's interesting about the statement and about Yellen's press conference afterwards is that it did seem that the Fed is keeping a December rate increase very much in play.
Okay. And the rate increases and also a reduction in the Fed's bond portfolio will be put in place over time. Even if that rate increase does happen in December, it is expected to be one of several, maybe not in successive meetings, but it's going to be over time. So investors really do have to keep close tabs on the market.
Yeah, so for investors, the main takeaway from this was that the December meeting is very much still in play. And the reason that there had been some doubt about that was because inflation has been pretty weak for the past few months. And there were questions going into the meeting over whether the inflation situation was going to give Fed officials pause, whether they might be, you know, sort of dovish on the outlook for December. But one thing that we learned from what are called the summary of economic projections, which is a sort of median view across the Fed spectrum of officials of how many rate increases they think are appropriate this year and in the years ahead, they actually stuck with their June projection for one more rate increase in 2017. Now, theoretically, that could come at the meeting that they will have on the last day of October and the first day of November. But in reality, people expect that it's much more likely to happen in December when the Fed will have a press conference after the meeting as well. So a big takeaway for investors is that rates could go up again in 2017. And the Fed is very keen to keep the balance sheet aspect as much in the background as it can. We've heard from Fed officials that the whole process should be as, quote, as boring as watching paint dry. People were very burned by the taper tantrum in 2013. So the Fed's objective from the outset of the balance sheet process has been to try and make the process as smooth and predictable as possible.
We're speaking with the Wall Street Journal's Harriet Torrey about the Federal Reserve's announcements on Wednesday. And you're listening to Your Money Matters here at the Wall Street Journal.
What are the keys to making better decisions in work and life? One of the most successful entrepreneurs and investors of our time, Ray Dalio, has written down his recipes for doing so in his new book, Principles. According to Michael Bloomberg, creating and living by a set of principles allowed Ray to reach the top. Everyone with goals and dreams can learn from his approach. To learn more or to hear Ray's TED Talk, visit principles.com.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Now, Harriet, the reduction in the bond portfolio, the Fed announced a particular pace at which that's going to happen. That's not going to happen all at once, right?
That is correct. Yeah. So the way that they will start off with monthly caps. What's important to note as well, people do get this wrong sometimes, is that they're not actually going to actively sell anything. The way that this will work is that maturing securities will run off. And in the past, they've been reinvesting the proceeds from these maturing securities. They'll just run off. That's how the process will work. And starting from October, they're going to cap the amount of securities that will roll off. So the monthly caps will start at about 10 billion. So that's 6 billion in Treasury securities and 4 billion agency securities from October to December of this year. And those caps will gradually increase by by about $3 billion every few months until they will increase quite a lot. So by October 2018, the runoff amounts will be about $50 billion a month in total.
And so that pace is unlikely to spook the markets. We're not going to see any drastic changes or drastic reductions along the way.
That's right. And one of the things that Yellen was keen to point out in her press conference today was that the Fed wants to stick with this plan. They've laid out this plan, these amounts, and they don't want to alter this unless there's a very severe economic shock or a very severe downturn. So they're trying to be as meticulous about this as possible. They've put out all of the caps, the numbers, what will roll off at what time, how it will work, and they've tried to be very sort of clear about how the whole process will go, so as not to spook anyone or not to sort of suddenly jolt markets or anything like that.
Also, Janet Yellen mentioned that the devastating hurricanes this season will have an effect on economic growth, specifically in the third quarter. So we'll have to pay close attention to the fourth quarter and then also beyond to 2018.
Yeah, this was something that the Fed put into its statement, which makes it noteworthy, because the Fed, by and large, from month to month, doesn't change its statements very much. But it did actually, after Katrina in 2005, it put in sort of similar language as it did today, which was that, yeah, the hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria have devastated many communities and that there will be storm-related disruptions. One thing, though, that both the statement said and Yellen pointed out in her press conference is that although the storms have had a very severe effect, particularly on the regions where they hit, they're actually unlikely to materially alter the course of the national economy over the medium term. So Yellen did say that September payrolls for the whole country will likely be hit. There will likely be a noticeable impact from the storms, but that and the third quarter could see the data will be disrupted by this. But after a few quarters, rebuilding efforts actually will probably boost growth once they get underway. So although this was a very devastating shock for the communities that were affected, the Fed did point out that it shouldn't have a long-term impact on the national economy.
Okay, let's just look at the Fed specifically for a moment. What effect do you think Fed Vice Chairman Stanley Fisher's departure will have on the Fed, if any?
Well, Yellen did talk in her conference about Fisher and said that she was very sad to see him go, that he's been a great colleague to her. So Fisher is seen as a centrist at the Federal Reserve. He's also seen as someone who is slightly more hawkish than Yellen. So it's hard to say exactly what the impact will be. It really depends on who Trump nominates to the Board of Governors. That will be the key question in looking at how the sort of the balance of hawks and doves on the board ends up playing out. Stanley Fisher was actually due to leave the Fed in June of next year, so really he's only going a few months before his stated departure time. Although both Yellen and several other Fed officials who have spoken about his departure have said that they're very sad to lose such an experienced banker, central banker. He used to run the Bank of Israel, and he had he was at the World Bank and the IMF before, and had a long career in academia. So I think a lot of people are very sad to see him go.
And that's the Wall Street Journal's Harriet Torrey joining us from Washington. Harriet, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks.
And you've been listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York at the Wall Street Journal.